Listen in, athletes. Today's session is about building the engine that carries you from the first stroke to the final push on the run. We are not just chasing effort. We are chasing control. Every rep, every interval, every transition is designed to make your race day feel less like a test and more like an expression of everything you have trained for. Stay present, stay disciplined, and trust the process. Start with the swim. The water is where efficiency is built, and efficiency is what protects your legs later. Think about a long, relaxed body position. Keep your body high in the water, your hips up, and your shoulders calm. Your goal is not to beat the water. Your goal is to move through it with patience and precision. Focus on a smooth reach, a stable catch, and a controlled pull. Keep your hands in the water long enough to create forward momentum. Let the catch do the work, not the arms alone. When you are swimming, cue yourself with rhythm, not tension. Inhale with confidence, but do not let your head rise too high. Keep the body rotating gently from shoulder to hip. Your kicks should be quiet, steady, and supportive. They are there to maintain balance and position, not to burn energy. If the swim starts to feel chaotic, slow down, lengthen the stroke, and let the body settle. A controlled swim sets the tone for the entire race. Now move to the bike. The bike is where your power base is built and where your race can be won or lost. Think about smooth pedal strokes, not just pushing down. You are creating a full circle of force, down, back, up, and forward. Keep your breathing steady, your shoulders relaxed, and your hands light on the bars. Your position should feel secure, not aggressive. If your hands are gripping too hard, your shoulders will tighten, and your power will become inefficient. On the bike, cadence is your friend. When you are building endurance, keep the revolutions smooth and manageable. Let the pedals turn with consistency. When you are racing, your goal is to hold a sustainable rhythm and avoid surges that create a debt you cannot pay later. Pick a pace that feels strong but controlled. Trust that steady power is what builds confidence on the run. If you leave the bike feeling empty, you are not ready for the final piece. Transition off the bike with purpose. Do not rush so hard that you lose balance. Step off smoothly, keep your body upright, and let your legs settle into the run. Your first running stride should be controlled, not explosive. Think about a quick, light cadence. Shorten the stride, increase the turnover, and let the body move forward over the feet. You are not trying to run fast in the first minute. You are trying to run efficiently. Running cadence is the key to protecting your body when fatigue arrives. Keep the feet landing closer, under the center of mass. Avoid overstriding, because that creates braking and stress. Think about a springy, relaxed rhythm. Arms should stay calm, shoulders should stay low, and your breathing should stay connected to your effort. As the run goes on, the cue is simple. Stay smooth, stay light, and stay in control. Race day execution is built in training. Do not try to discover a new pace, a new position, or a new strategy on the day. Your race plan should be familiar, specific, and repeated enough that your body knows what to do before your mind starts to overthink. Know your swim start, your bike power targets, your running rhythm, and your fueling schedule. When you have a plan, pressure becomes less chaotic and more manageable. On the day, trust your preparation. If the swim feels rough, focus on the next stroke. If the bike feels harder than expected, focus on the next lap. If the run feels heavy, focus on the next group of strides. Endurance is not just physical. It is mental. It is the ability to stay composed, stay patient, and keep moving forward when the moment asks for more than you expected. Finish strong, because every rep you have completed has brought you here. Stay disciplined in the details. Stay calm in the pressure. Stay connected to the effort you are creating, not just the result you are chasing. This is your training, your race, and your moment. Now go make it count.